All right, it's 7:50, and Joel Steinhauser's joining us this morning from the Tri-County Bank. Joel just blew in this morning.
Beautiful day, Scott.
My goodness. Yeah,
awesome.
And even messed up my hair. That's how you, and you know it's windy. So, how you doing, Joel?
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Scott. Yeah, Thank you.
Hard to believe we're halfway through January already, but...
It keeps going faster somehow, I guess. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Well, Joel's here from the Tri-County Bank, and of course, Joel, we're going to talk today about something that I know of quite a few people. At least business people, farmers, ranchers have heard about, and that's the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, good job, Scott.
Hey.
as many people know, this program actually originally rolled out, you know, last April, and they've had two rounds of it. Well, this is kind of the third iteration of this program, and this time there's a couple changes that I wanted to, you know, come on and note. So
right, and the first one, as you mentioned, has come out, and I know quite a few businesses, whether you're a small business or large business, took advantage of the PPP, which was a great help during the brunt of the pandemic there, it seemed like. But they've come out now with another one, but there's a few, as you mentioned, a few different little twists to this one, isn't there?
Yeah, so a couple different notes there. For the people that got a PPP loan the first time, many of them are going to be eligible to get that money again. The way that they would become eligible is that their gross revenue, not expenses or net profit, but simply revenue, would have had to have decreased 25% in one quarter from 2019 to 2020. That can be any quarter, or that can actually also be the entire business year. So if you're able to show that, you know, through your tax return or QuickBooks or statements, then you would probably be eligible to get that same amount of money again you did the first time.
All right. So it's a quarter, not the year.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah. So that makes a difference for quite a few businesses, I'm sure.
Yeah. And especially with, you know, the way the pandemic hit, you know, some people had, you know, slower quarters than they might have the year before. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why they put it in that way. But again, it can be any quarter, you know, so depending on your business timing, that might work out.
You bet. And so it's... kind of a, like you said, it's a process though to get the form and everything all filled out, correct?
Yeah, it is a bit of a process, just like, you know, any government program. You know, at least in our instance at the bank, we've done so many of these that, you know, we're pretty confident that if somebody, you know, has questions, we can easily walk them through that. But it you're correct. It's not as simple as just come in and, you know, hey, I want to do this. But overall, we feel pretty good about, you know, going through the process with somebody and getting them through it.
You bet. And we should mention, obviously, we talked a lot of it about affecting businesses, but it also helps farmers and ranchers, too.
Yeah. So to me, the biggest change for our area on this round is during the first go round of this PPP, for someone who files a Schedule F who would be a farmer or rancher, you had to use your net profit number to determine if you could get any money. As you know, sometimes that's not the biggest number with depreciation and other expenses that people write off. So the biggest change this time is they've allowed our farmers and ranchers to simply use their gross revenue versus net profit. So your revenue before expenses. With that being said, we've had a lot of people come in this time, you know, who are farmers and ranchers that weren't eligible, that have been able to get the maximum amount now under the new program, which is $20,833.
Wow, nice.
So that to us out here, that's the biggest thing. And like I said, a lot of people may think, well, I wasn't able to get it last time. Well, for someone who files a Schedule F, they've changed that. So of course, in North Central Nebraska, we have a ton of self-employed people and especially Schedule F people. So you're definitely going to want to look, because like I said, you may be able to get, you know, close to $21,000.
You bet. And all of the Tri-County Bank branches have been working with the PPP, so everybody is familiar with it. So.
Absolutely, yeah.
Any branch can help you.
Yeah, call in, you know, stop with your banker. You know, we are here in O'Neill. We have Atkinson, Stewart, Bassett. But regardless of where you would call or stop, someone could help you. We have a lot of people up to date on this. We spend a lot of time prepping because we do want to get as much money back in our area as we can here.
I was going to say, you guys have definitely need a big pat on the back, because it's definitely created, you know, it's a whole different thing and a whole new new you had to learn. I mean,
it really is. And I mean, you know, to your point, Scott, we feel that if we can get money into our economy out here, it's vitally important. You know, the first time was really targeted for people that paid W-2 payroll, which is great. And we have a lot of those people here too, but it kind of really didn't hit the farm and ranch community the first time where it is now.
And Joel, like we said, if you're a customer of Tri-County Bank, obviously, I know you guys have been in contact with businesses and farmers and ranchers, but if you if you want more information about this, by all means, just contact any of the banks.
Yeah, so by no means do you have to be our customer to apply for this. Okay. So I do want to put that out there. And not every bank is going to be doing these this time as well. So okay. If for whatever reason you just have questions, even if we don't process your loan, whatever, you know, we're happy to do that. But even if you just have a couple questions, stop or call in, and we're happy to walk somebody through the process, regardless of if they're a customer or not.
You bet. And as far as information that they'll need, Joel, I know we don't want to get too into all the details, but kind of the meat of the stuff that they're going to need to be providing.
Yeah. And also, Scott, I should mention on our website, www.tricountybank.com, we have a link to the applications there. There's a different one, whether you've got it the first time or not, but so that has a lot of good resources. But in general, you would need your 2019 tax returns or Schedule F, and that's really what's used to make the calculation. Of course, depending on if you're a business entity or just an individual, you know, tax ID number, legal name, ownership, stuff like that. That's kind of the initial piece. And then if you do have people payrolled that's a W-2 wage, you would need some of that information as well up front.
Yeah. But like we said, the best thing to do is call one of the Tri-County Bank branches. You can set up a time to have an appointment if you need a little more time, or if you just have a quick question, you guys are always glad to help.
Yep. Phone call, stop in, and exactly right. We are happy to help, you know, whoever it may be. If they have a chance to get this money, you know, we want them to do that.
Yeah. And again, they can go to tricountybank.com too. You got info on there. Yep. And there's no stupid questions in this deal.
That's very true, Scott. I mean, it, you know, for us who look at it every single day, it's kind of like, okay, you know the three things to look at, quit. But for somebody on the outside, believe me, it's not just the super easiest thing to get through. So there are no dumb questions. It's a complicated government program. So we're happy to help you.
All right. Anything else this morning, Joel, about PPP?
No, the portal, I guess I should mention, we're able to start submitting people's applications Friday, which is tomorrow. So they, you know, allocated quite a bit of money again. But I guess I would just say, if you think you can get the money or are eligible, you know, you're going to want to get your application in, because once the money's gone, you know, it's gone, and that's just the way it is.
And if you did get in on the first round of the PPP too, I know that they're doing a lot of forgiveness on the loans. Yes. You guys can also help them out with that too.
Yeah. So the forgiveness, we've seen a lot of ours be forgiven through that process. There are a few still out there, but again, yes, if you had a first one and have forgiveness questions, we're happy to help there.
All right, Joel, appreciate you coming in this morning.
Yeah.
And we're going to look forward to having members of the Tri-County Bank in monthly here on KBRX this year.
So. Once a month, and I won't make you talk to me every time.
Well, you did a great job. Joel, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Scott. You bye.
Joel Steinhauser with the Tri-County Bank. You can check out more at tricountybank.com.